Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. Glad to see you back here again. Can I help you?
Miss Trueno?
Marjorie Trueno. Can I help you?
My name's Detective Elliot Braxton. I'm here at the local police department to ask a few questions.
Oh, of course. Come in. Make yourself at home.
Oh, no thank you, Miss Trueno. I just need to speak with Nathan Wood. He lives here, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. We live here together. I'm his girlfriend. He's asleep right now, but I can wake him up for you.
Yes, please. Thank you. I can wait outside.
Just a sec. Babe, wake up. Babe.
Hi.
Good morning to you, too. It's almost noon. Why are you staring at me? Do I have something on my face?
I thought, are you gonna try and kill me again?
Oh, God, no, Nate. I don't know what got into me yesterday, but I feel much better now. I mean, after dinner last night.
After dinner, you mean?
Yeah, it really put everything into perspective for me. We're both in this together, and I see that now.
Good. Good. I don't know why that had to be the reason you finally saw it, but at least you see it now. We can fix it together. I've been trying to fix this since it started. As long as we lay low and we get rid of the rest of the evidence, then we'll be fine together. And you know how much I love you, Mar.
There's a police officer here to see you.
Fuck, why didn't you open with that? Jesus! Fuck, shit, what did you say?
Nothing. Just that we live here together. That you're my boyfriend, and that I'd go wake you up. He's standing outside the front door.
Christ, Mar! Morning, officer.
Nathan Wood?
Yeah, that's me. Is everything all right?
Mr. Wood, I have a few questions I need to ask you about your brother, Stephen.
Yeah, sure. Whatever I can help with, officer.
When was the last time you saw your brother?
A few days. I think...
Can you be more specific than that?
A couple weeks, actually. Babe, when's the last time he came over?
Yeah. 2 Fridays ago, it was.
Yeah, so not for a little while.
Did he mention anything about his girlfriend, Bridget, or her mother? Anyone in her family, maybe?
No, he just graduated college, so we mainly just spoke about that. He's a nervous wreck these days, trying to get his shit together.
Are you aware of the fact that both Bridget and Rosemary Smith have been reported missing?
Holy shit, both of them? No, that's... Jesus, that's... I had no clue. If Steve knew anything, then he didn't say anything to me.
Me neither. That's horrible.
And your brother's nowhere to be found. Needless to say, it's not looking good for him.
Officer, I'm positive he had nothing to do with this. Maybe he's just in one of his anxious episodes. Maybe he's at a friend's house or something. Let me call him. Okay, I'll see if he picks up.
In the meantime, can I get you anything? Water? Coffee? I just made cookies if you'd like some.
Coffee would be wonderful, actually.
Of course. Do you want to come inside for a minute?
Heads up, there's a fucking cop at my house trying to look for you.
Oh, God. Did you tell them anything?
No, Mar told him that we haven't seen you since 2 weeks ago. As far as anyone's concerned, I have no idea where you are, neither does she.
Well, I was just about to go back to my apartment to get supplies. Should I not go? Is he gonna be looking for me there?
Mr. Wood? Is he picking up?
Yeah, it's... I had no clue she was missing either. You haven't heard from her in a while, have you?
Oh, God. He's listening now, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree. It's possible she could have just run off, but... Her mom, too? What the hell's going on?
Shit, Nate. I'm grabbing what I need for my apartment and then I'm skipping town. I'm not risking this.
Hey, listen, looking for yourself isn't gonna be the best course of action. It's better to just leave that to the police. He hung up on me.
Hung up on you? Was he upset?
He didn't know that's why she wasn't returning his calls. He's a... a little hysterical about it.
Hysterical? And he said he was going to go look for her?
Yeah, I don't know if he meant right now or...
Thank you two for your help. I'll be in touch if there's any updates on the case, but for now, I should be on my way. Thanks.
That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Shit.
What?
He's not picking up.
Steve?
Yeah, he's gonna panic and do something stupid. I need him to pick up.
What did he say when you called him?
He said he was gonna get supplies and then skip town. He's unpredictable. I have no clue what he's gonna do.
Let him do what he wants. Let him ruin this for himself. Who cares?
Fuck Moore! He's my brother! I care! And if he pulls some stupid shit, then he'll ruin it for all of us!
Well, don't yell at me.
Sorry. Sorry. Just... if he calls you, tell me, okay? Tell him to talk to me. Tell him it's important. Very, very fucking important.
Okay, I will. Try not to worry so much, okay? Why don't I make you some lunch?
I am not hungry. Fuck. Come on, come on.
Holy shit, look who's alive. Where have you been, man?
Around. A bunch of places. Have you seen my other pair of sneakers?
In your room, I think. Why?
My dad. I just found out he's sick. I have to go visit him.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can help you pack if you need.
No. Just, I need to leave as soon as I can.
Okay, yeah, dude. Do what you gotta do. You need some green for the road?
No, I don't need any money, thank you.
Not that kind of green.
No, Taylor, I don't do that anymore. I told you that.
Hey, I just wanted to offer.
Thank you, I'm sorry to leave the second I came back, but I really need to get going.
That's fine, I'm here if you need me.
It's just... things have been crazy, and...
is there something else going on?
Everything's fine. Everything's normal. It's just my dad.
Steve, there was a police officer here to see you a couple of days ago.
What?
Are you sure there's nothing going on? He didn't see the weed, if that's what you're worried about.
Look, I have to go, okay? I'll call you later.
All right. Drive safe, man.
I will.
Hey there. You've reached Bridget Smith. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Hey there. You've reached Bridget Smith. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Hey there. You've reached Bridget Smith. I can't get to the phone right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hello, Stevie. Looking for Bridget?
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written by Ted Hevner and edited by Cordelia Wolfe. It featured the voices of Pollock Centers as Detective Braxton, Jamie Moradov as Steve, Alyssa Roldan as Marjorie, Ted Hebner as Nathan, TJ Schulmeister as Taylor, Emile October as Bridget, and Kit Patterson. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing or following us on our Instagram, @CookingWithTheSmithsPod, for updates. We hope to see you in next week's upload, and as always, happy cooking.